We're CJMQ, and today we're talking with Canadian country musician Jackie Guy. And you're based in Yorkton, Saskatchewan.
I
So
am.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Now, I was reading your biography. It's very interesting. You started singing with your family when you were growing up.
Right. I started, playing bass guitar at a young age and singing, and I come from a very big family. There were 9 children.
Mm-hmm.
So, we started a band called Young Country and started performing. And, that's kind of where I developed, I guess, my love for music.
I guess. Yeah, that's wonderful. And you grew up, you went to university, and you kind of dropped singing for a while, I guess. Because, concentrated on having your family. You have 7 children?
I do.
That's amazing.
It got very busy. I went to school and became a physical therapist.
Mm-hmm.
And while doing that, I also had picked up a second band called Long Shot, which is still around actually today. They're still busy playing with, different members, of course.
Right.
So I tried to keep the band and the career as a physical therapist and the family and all that. I did start, trying to coordinate all of it, but it was a little crazy.
I guess so. You'd have to be superwoman.
So I did kind of stop the performing. I kept on with the songwriting because that was something that, I've had a great passion for since I was, probably 10 years old is when I started songwriting.
Mm-hmm.
So I never, completely stopped the music. I stopped the performing, at the level I was doing and just focused more on songwriting. And when the time was right, which was, in the last couple of years, I decided to go back into the recording studio and do this album up.
That's wonderful. So mm-hmm. right here where I want to be. And that was released in September of last year, 2011.
Right.
And 10 original songs. And you paired up with Donnie Peranto to make the album.
Yes. Yeah, it worked out really well. Initially, I was just going to do it close to home here in Yorkton because
mm-hmm.
we have a recording studio here. And the project actually started to just move along real well. And the gentleman I was working with, I asked if he could, pull a producer on board. And one of his suggestions was Donnie Peranto. So he sent him a couple tracks that we had been working on. And he gave me a phone call and said he was interested in doing the project. So most of it then after that was done in Prince Albert.
Mm-hmm.
And it all fell into place. He had a lot of his band do up the tracks on the album as well. And it was a great project.
Excellent. That must have been so exciting.
It was a lot of fun, I have to say. It was probably one of the best years of my life going in and just, meeting all these wonderful people. And, kind of fulfilling a dream of mine that had put on hold for quite some time.
I guess, yeah. So are you thinking of making it a permanent career in music?
I am. I really, at least now, I feel like I've been really called back to music.
Mm-hmm.
So I've reduced, being a physical therapist, I've kind of put that on more of a casual hold. And I've been doing a whole lot more songwriting again. Hopefully in the near future do a second album. So it's it's been exciting. It's funny how you think you're going to just do something off your bucket list and have it
mm-hmm.
out of the way, and it leads to just wanting to do more of it again.
That's good, especially if it's your passion. It's very important.
Absolutely.
Good. So you are right where you want to be, I guess, right now.
Yes, that was the first release, and it was appropriate because, I felt like I was right back where I want to be. And that song I had written for my sister, who actually it was for a wedding, for their wedding. It was just appropriate to use that as the first release because it kind of described my state of life at the moment.
Excellent. Now, are a lot of the songs, there's 10 original songs, some of the songs maybe that you wrote in the last few years, I guess?
Yeah, a lot of them, like my Here You Come and Did I. Did I was a song that was written for it was written for my husband. Initially, I was trying to write a song for my parents' 40th wedding anniversary,
okay.
and I had a mm-hmm. writer's block hit, which is kind of unusual for me, but I ended up just kind of putting myself in their shoes and thinking about what I would say to my husband 40 years down the road. because we've been married almost 20. So, so the song Did I kind of unfolded. So yeah, it was very, you know, important to get these songs down on an album because they're very dear to me, and they're, a lot of them are for people that are very special in my life.
Oh, very exciting, and I imagine your family is very supportive too. And
they are, like the children, you know, especially, I said, you know, you try to support them and push them into things that they like doing. And for me, they did absolutely the same thing. They said, Mom, just, you know, go in and do it. You've been wanting to do this. So they were extremely supportive.
Oh, that's really nice. Now, your latest single, Love's Not Easy to Find, that's certainly appropriate considering Valentine's Day was yesterday.
That's right, around the time of the year, hey?
Yeah.
This song actually is one of my oldest songs. I had done up a half album with the band Young Country, and it was one of the songs that we had done. But when we went to see Donnie in Prince Albert, he actually gave it a totally different feel. He added some good fiddle, we added banjo to it, and we made it really uplifting and very fun. And yeah, and I think it's kind of funny how I actually wrote it when I was single, which, like I say, I've been married almost 20 years, but now I have my children. My eldest son is in grade 12, and they're starting to date, and it's funny how now they can kind of relate to the song, and the song is just fun about taking your time when you're looking for love, and I hope people enjoy it.
Oh, it's really a nice song. We really enjoy playing it here.
Thank you.
Now, do you have any plans as far as performing, traveling in the spring or the summer?
Well, I have been doing, you know, more solo, obviously, performances just close to home here. But, you know, I'm really looking forward to, you know, hopefully down the road, if you know, when things fall into place, maybe going back to picking up a band and doing some more performing on a larger level. Because it was something I quite enjoyed when I was young, and I know now it's a little bit more difficult with, you know, the commitments here. But my husband's extremely supportive, and he's actually been saying, you know, you need to start looking because, you know, it's definitely required in order to get your music out there.
Oh, that's really nice. That's so important to have that support.
Oh, he's been awesome.
That's great. You have a great website, by the way, too. And it's JackieGuy.com, JackieGuy.com. And that's I love the website, all about your biography and your music and everything. So that's great.
Thank you, Maureen.
Good. Now, anything else you'd like to add before we go?
Well, I just want to say, you know, I've had a great year and a half. It's been fun. I just hope if anyone, you know, hears the interview, they have something dear to them, something in their bucket list that they want to fulfill, I highly recommend it because, you know, life's really short, and I think sometimes we need to take a moment and fulfill a dream. It just, you know, it's just something that has made me just very grateful, and I thank all the supporters out there who have, you know, purchase CDs and enjoy the music. I just hope other women and other mothers that have lots of kids just know you can go out and you can do whatever you want to do.
That's a wonderful message. And definitely a wonderful example for that, too.
And I also want to just thank you guys as well for being a huge supporter of the first song. You know, I'm just very grateful for you having picked it up.
Oh, it's a wonderful song as well as this one, too. And we look forward to all the other singles,
okay,
too.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Maureen.
Well, thank you, and have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Every night before I go to bed, I think about all the love I've had, and it might be true, I haven't seen it yet, but you can bet what I've been through. No, I won't settle. Love's not easy to find. If you want that lasting kind, you've gotta take your time. Love's not